Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first TC Live of 2023. The season is well underway, and we've already had plenty of fireworks down in Australia. We will light it up over the next half hour as we get you ready for first ball in Adelaide. Here's what's coming up on the big show. The Stars and Stripes are back in action in Sydney as Taylor Fritz and Madison Keys go for another single sweep. We'll let you know how Team USA can move on to the next round. Plus, it's the return of Queen V. Venus Williams beginning her new year in the same place that Serena won her last title. See which young American she'll face first. And speaking of young Americans, Coco Gauff is taking herself to new heights. Quite literally. We'll show you how the teenager rang in the new year. Looking at our featured matches today from all across Australia, we start in Adelaide, top of the hour, Daria Kazatkina and another teenager, Linda Noskova. Taylor Fritz and Alexander Zverev meeting for the seventh time. Iga Swiatek gets Belinda Bencic, plus Rafa Nadal in action. Jason Goodall, Chanda Rubin, Pam Shriver, Paul Anacone on the calls all night long for you. January 1st, 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. Great to have you here with us on TC Live. Steve Weissman back alongside Chanda Rubin, Prakash Amitrash. Happy New Year
Happy
to the
New
both
Year,
of
guys.
You.
Too.
Way to start the year with another TC Live show. And by the way, we talked yesterday about getting your resolutions ready for today. So what brilliance did you come up with, Chanda?
I feel like it's kind of shade you're throwing when you make a big deal about my resolution.
No, I'm ready to be blessed with your knowledge. I'm always learning. I'm always learning from you, Chanda.
Okay, so I normally don't make major resolutions. I just try to, you know, be better each day. However, this year, this coming year, I want to refocus on my fitness. And I would like to try to hit tennis balls every week. Haven't been able to do that, especially with kids and all that. So that is one of my goals. I had two surgeries mm-hmm. this past year. So that has kind of put a damper on me being able to work out every day, and I've lost a little muscle. So I want to build back. I want to be more like Prakash.
We all want to be more like
Prakash.
Let's do this. Let's get it together.
And anytime you want to hit balls, you know I'm your guy.
I appreciate the support.
I'm here for you.
Prakash hits every day. So he's
what do you have for us?
I got the three S's. For you guys. First one, we are speaking it into existence. None of this, if I'm going to do it this year, it's when I'm going to do it this year. And then number two, say deuces to anyone who's negative in your life. If you don't hear from me in 23, now you guys know why. And the last one, seek uncomfortable situations. That's where we grow. So dive into something new, learn on the go. And that's how we're doing it in 23.
That's big, Prakash. I'm impressed.
Come on.
I'm inspired, and it's not even a full day into 2023.
It's not cabeza, corazón, and cojones, but
right.
It's my three S's.
Are you going to get that tattooed on the forearm?
I don't know if it's that good. Let's see how I do the first 6 months of the year.
Listen, I got to go with a mindset of gratitude. Like you, Chad, I don't believe January 1st is the time to change things necessarily. If you think of something in November, start it then. If you think about it in March,
yeah,
that's the time, right? Yeah. Put it into action whenever it comes about. But a mindset of gratitude, all you have to do is change one word from I have to I get to.
That's
so instead of I have to go to the gym,
yep.
I get to go to the gym. A lot of folks
like it.
Want to be there that can't be there. Instead of I have to go to work, I get the privilege of being alongside Prakash and Chanda Rubin or whoever
stuff,
you may
and,
do.
And the gratitude journal?
Sure. I can add that to the mix.
Okay.
Add that
okay.
to the mix. Why not write it down?
I like it.
Write it into existence.
Very powerful.
And speak
right?
it into
Very
existence.
Powerful.
Write it into
Absolutely.
Existence. We have the privilege of showing you some highlights from last night. At the United Cup, how about Paula Badosa making her season debut, hoping to keep Spain alive, facing Harriet Dart of Great Britain. First set went to a tie. There was some pickle juice involved in this match, Chanda. It had a little bit of everything.
This was a terrific battle. And the first set, Badosa came up a little bit short. And perhaps the pickle juice helped Seed because she was able, Badosa, to turn things around in the second set. Harriet Dart gave Badosa everything she could handle, just missing on that one slightly, maybe getting a little nervous. And then a double fault on set point. I mean, oh, my goodness. That is the worst feeling for any player. And it kind of carried over for Dart into the third set. Badosa able to take advantage, stepping in, got more aggressive. A little bit of that pickle juice coming into play, I think. And she was able to dictate play more often, and that is when Badosa is playing her best tennis. She was pumped, trying to keep Spain in this tie, and she gets it done 6-1 and 4.
So she usually doesn't cramp, but that pickle juice started to relax the body a bit. Her average forehand topspin speed before the pickle juice, 10 miles an hour slower than after the pickle juice. So Spain still in it. Albert Ramos-Vinolas replacing an injured Pablo Cunha Busta for Cox, taking on Dan Evans, always tough.
Well, look, Dan Evans, one of my favorite guys to watch on tour because you're going to see every single shot from the kid. And look, taking a little page out of his Captain Tim Henman's book up there, brilliant net coverage. And this, one of the toughest shots to hit, kept a short backswing, followed all the way through, good eye contact on the ball. Does well, takes that first set. Ramos-Vinolas adjusts things up in that second set, gets a little bit out of his comfort zone, attacks the net here, has to not just play one volley, but a few. Dan Evans showing why he's so good. Gets so many balls back in play. A little tweener while facing him there. Not enough. Ramos-Vinolas fired up, takes that second set, goes into a third. And Dan Evans really cranks it up here. Stays nice and solid from the baseline, but does what he does. Finds his way into the net. Some brilliant hands, good wheels to get back for the smash. The kid is fired up, manages to hold his nerve, serves it out. And Weissman, when you clinch, that's the look on your face at the United Cup.
Hey, he's been fired up on the sidelines when his teammates were out on court. Dan Evans, I know Tim Henman's the captain, but he's like the vice captain of this squad. Won his only tour-level title last year in Melbourne, so likes the vibes in Australia. With that win, he clinched that. And by the way, Great Britain now wins Group D. They have a spot in the city final where they could meet, potentially, Team USA. So you got Cam Norrie, you got Dan Evans, Harriet Dart, Katie Swan, Chanda Rubin. How much of a threat is Great Britain to win the entire United Cup?
Oh, I mean, clearly they are a real threat because they're playing confident tennis. They've got some players who can play in different areas of the court, who can make adjustments in a number of these matches, and that's the key, especially at the beginning of the year where nobody has as many matches under their belt, but they have competed beautifully and they have real camaraderie as a team.
And when you look at the standings there, I mean, a lot of these teams have great number one players, but then all of a sudden it drops off a little bit. You look at a team like Kazakhstan and so forth, but here, Dan Evans he's a great number two. You know, you have him there after Norrie. That's a pretty deep team. And then you have the interesting mixed doubles combinations. They're a threat. They got a shot against anyone.
They certainly do. We'll see what happens if they play Team USA. I think you'd have to favor the women of Team USA. And then kind of we'll see what happens on the men's side.
Yeah, I mean, that could be up for grabs. But a lot of it just comes down to how confidently you're playing in these matches right out of the gate with a little different kind of pressure playing for your team, playing for the other players on the bench as well. And I think Great Britain, they're just handling it beautifully. The U.S. has also done a great job. So that would be pretty blockbuster city final.
And Shanna, you touched on the fact that not everyone's played a lot of matches coming in. Even the little difference between the beginning of the United Cup and then towards the end of the United Cup, all of a sudden there are a few more matches under your belt. That's going to help some players more than others. So a lot to see what happens in the next few days.
Only a few days in already. I'm calling this a big success, the United Cup, getting the men and women together, team event, fantastic stuff. How about the Czech Republic? Petra Kvitová looking to close it out for them against Laura Sigmund of Germany, Chanda. And Kvitová, despite 10 double faults on the day, was able to save 9 of 11 break points.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a scratchy match considering how well Petra Kvitová played in her previous match against Jessica Pegula, but she got it done when she needed to, managed to hold her serve in some critical moments there in the first set and get the first set under her belt, and it allowed her to relax a little bit more. Sigmund, though, she's a tricky player, and she kept trying to pick and find different ways to get into this match. I thought Sigmund played Kvitová a little too straight up, but how aggressive was Kvitová there, cutting off the volley. She didn't hesitate when she had those opportunities to move forward. Combine that with her big hitting from the ground, and it is a difficult combination to deal with.
Broke Sigmund four times as well. Straight sets for Kvitová. That clinched the win for the Czech Republic. So, as we take a look at the Group C standings, if the United States defeats Germany or loses 2-3 to Germany, it is the Americans that advance to the city final. If Germany can win 5-love or 4-1, they will move on. So, a big match that starts tonight for the U.S. against Germany. We have that for you on Tennis Channel. Over to Brisbane we go. Casper Ruud, it's a must-win situation for Norway against Thiago Monteiro of Brazil. Said, I always feel very motivated coming down here playing in Australia. Prakash and Ruud on court as well.
Well, look, you take a look at the first couple points here of this highlight, and it is the biggest improvement we've seen from Casper Ruud over the last 18 months, and that's been his serve. Even in the ATP Finals last year, the Mitchell Finals, really cranked his serve up. He was getting it in the 210s, and now, look, feeling himself a little bit, showing a little emotion on the court, a little smile playing to the crowd. I actually love this because he's so focused, but when he can start having a little fun out there, I think it's going to even elevate his game to another level. Montero trying to do his best here, working his way into the second set. He actually ends up getting a break, up 2-love here in this second set. But you're not going to get too many chances, so when you lose a chance, you're going to give it a vicious racket break like that. But pretty good acoustics on that racket break, Weissman. I've broken a couple in my lifetime, and that was a good one. Just a class above, though, for Casper Ruud. Never really in danger. Comfortable 3-2 win, rattling off 6 games in a row at the end.
Delayed bagel to finish for Casper Ruud. But Brazil would beat Norway. If Italy defeats Norway, it's Italy that will qualify for the city final. If Norway beats Italy, though, it's Brazil that will qualify for the city final. So Brazil rooting for Casper Ruud and company, and Italy looking to take their next step to that Brisbane city final. Meantime, Poland, Kazakhstan, 1-1 entering. Big matchup between Hubie Hurkacz and Alexander Bublik. Chanda, this was just a back-and-forth battle.
Yeah, this was a big match with so much at stake. And Bublik, feeling the pressure there, missed a pretty gimme volley. And the reaction tells you everything you need to know. This would be the advantage Hurkacz needed. He just stayed more solid in some of those big moments. Able there, just letting that ball go and falls just long. And Hurkacz able to take that first set. Bublik, to his credit, recovered, got it into the third. And just down the stretch, Hurkacz, again, so solid. Still with good hands up there. The net, the anticipation. Pretty snazzy shot there. Was that a high five?
Yeah, yeah, a little low five.
Yeah, a little low, yeah.
Yeah, you like to see that kind of sportsmanship. But this was a real battle, and Hurkacz coming through in threes.
Entertaining stuff between those two. Hurkacz is now a 4 straight against Bublik. Also won in mixed doubles with Iga Świątek. That's a formidable duo there. So the winner of Poland and Switzerland, which starts today, will qualify for the city final. Remember, Iga Świątek taking on Belinda Bencic. That should be a good one in Group B. A lot more still to come on TC Live. We've got highlights from Adelaide. Plus, why Bianca Andreescu captioned her latest Instagram post. Man, what a way to start the year. You don't want to miss what happened against Garbiñe Muguruza. You're watching TC Live. Chanda Prakash, Steve, back on TC Live. A reminder, now just 2 weeks away, TC Live at the Australian Open begins Sunday, January 15th, 5 o'clock Eastern. Your only two-hour pregame show with myself, Prakash, Hall of Famer Lindsay Davenport, and John Wertheim. We got all the highlights, interviews, big stories, and much more from Melbourne. Yesterday, I put out my last hot take of 2022, which I guess could be the first hot take of the new year, being that Casper Ruud is going to get to number one in the world this year at some point. I don't know how long he'll stay there. Casper Ruud's getting to number one. So tomorrow, I want to get your hot takes. None of the lukewarm stuff, Prakash. You got to come out sizzling.
I will do that, but you keep saying hot takes, and again, I keep thinking of hot cakes. So I'll bring the hot take tomorrow, as long as somebody brings me some daggone hot cakes. That's a reasonable request.
Well, right. I think the hot cakes will be a lot better than the hot takes.
It'll be better than the sandwiches we got for lunch today. That's for sure. Pancakes for lunch tomorrow.
I'm down, but I got a few for tomorrow. There's a lot of unbelievable storylines coming up this year. I'm going to pick one of those, put a little hot sauce on it, so I go bring it to TC Live tomorrow. Okay. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. We got action in Adelaide, the men and the women on the women's side. This draw is so good. So good that we got a couple Grand Slam champions meeting in the first round. Bianca Andreescu, Garbiñe Muguruza. Chanda, tell her Fritz says to never win a set 6-love. His theory played out again.
Well, it's tough sometimes. When you win a 6-love set, sometimes it's difficult to kind of turn things around and get into the battle because the first set was so easy for Muguruza. She just played lights out tennis, but she was up a break in the second set, serving for it, and it looked like she was going to get this match in two, but a couple of errors at the end of this service game, and all of a sudden Andreescu was back in it, and she fights. We know how well Andreescu can dig in and extend rallies. In that tiebreak, she was able to turn it around again, and just the poise, the confidence she had when she was down, and she got better as the match went on, and unfortunately for Muguruza, just didn't adjust well enough. Some errors that kept coming, especially off the forehand side. And the third set, you could just see Andreescu's confidence growing and growing. And she was able to turn this around and get it in the third.
I mean, that's textbook BB right there. Second set, she really had to change her game plan. Told herself, go for it. Whatever happens, happens. She'll face either Veronika Kudermetova or Amanda Anisimova. For the men, it's Marcos Giron and Richard Gasquet. This was a marathon match, Prakash.
Yeah, all the rallies were sensationally long. I mean, they were really throwing out body punch after body punch. You can see it with the rallies here. Gasquet having to do some really good defending there. Some nice network from Giron. I think that's an aspect of his game that's going to really sort of up him a little bit in the rankings. So strong from the baseline, but if he can make his life just a little bit easier instead of having to hit forehand after forehand, you see it like that. Cut a few off, get into the net, split the first couple sets and a couple of breakers. Third set, Gasquet was up, had a chance to close it out, had a couple of match points, wasn't quite able to get it through. Giron hanging in there, fighting. It was, again, grueling, long point after long point, lots of angles both ways. Giron making use of the drop shot, Gasquet not able to go after it, and even there you can see just a little bit too taxed at the end, not able to go after it, but rough to let that go after a couple chances to close it out.
Giron said, that's one way to start the year. I would have liked to have won in straights, but he battled and came through in the clutch. How about Shelby Rogers, pride of the low country, coming through in straight sets. Another win for Taylor Fritz as Siniakova. A bagel set, and then she loses to Claire Liu. I know my man Paul Anacone hates that. Kaya Kanepi, a comeback victory. And Mackie McDonald, another former UCLA national champion, getting a victory as well. Straight ahead, we look back on a 2022 to remember for Coco Gauff. Plus, see why she said her soul left her body the other day. You don't want to miss it.
I'm Coco Gauff, and this is my 2022.
We've seen how competitive Coco Gauff is.
This match Gauff has played this 2022 season.
What moments for Coco Gauff.
2022 was great on and off the court. I'm a legal adult now. I voted for the first time, and I got my driver's license. I lost on my birthday.
Not the way she would have chosen to celebrate her 18th birthday.
Pretty much upwards from there.
She's done it. Coco Gauff is through to her first major final.
Walking to the net, I just felt so happy. The award ceremony during the final, I was very emotional. The bit of sadness and happiness. I think that's a moment in my life that will shape me to be better. Wimbledon, I mean, even though I didn't do what I wanted to do there, I still think it was a great tournament. Pretty much US Open was a blur, a good blur though. I know I skipped some parts, but that's kind of how it feels. I feel like I'm skipping parts of my life in the season. I am Coco Gauff, and that was my 2022.
You know, I love that some of the biggest things that happened in her life had nothing to do with tennis. Voting and getting her driver's license, Janet. That's what makes us love Coco so much.
It's been incredible turning 18. She also graduated. We saw those pictures at Roland Garros where she made the final, losing to Iga Świątek. I mean, so many big moments and milestones for Coco Gauff. Got to number one in the world as doubles. In doubles, I mean, that was maybe a number we didn't really think we would see with her. We were so focused on the singles, but to be top 10 in both, it's just been an incredible ride. And I think for golf, you know, this is the real challenge of, you know, not looking so much at results all the time, still trying to push and get better while in the thick and in this growth period of her career. So I think that's going to be the tough part, but I think it's only up from here for her.
Still just 18 years old, Coco Gauff.
I've repeatedly said this about Coco, but aside from her tennis, the thing that impressed me the most about her is the head that she has on her shoulders. I mean, look, with her platform, she has no problem speaking about social issues when needed, and she understands the responsibility that she has, and I think that's going to help her as she continues to elevate to heights that we haven't seen.
And she's always trending on social media. You got to follow Coco Gauff on TikTok. A lot of her followers on TikTok don't even know that she's a pro tennis player, and she just did this. I mean, not afraid of any danger. How about bungee jumping for the new year, Chanda?
I mean, I would be maybe okay if I was strapped in like that, but maybe I need one more strap around, under my arms, because that's still a little high up. I don't know that I could have done this, Steve. This was impressive,
Chanda,
from Gauff.
Rubber bands are meant to put around like post-its, you know, cards, stuff you want to keep together. They're not meant to be put on people and fling them off the side of a, oh, goodness.
I don't think I can do that.
That's crazy. Her caption on Twitter, BFFR, it's a TikTok thing, if you know what I'm talking about.
Chanda and I do not, can you explain?
Look it up. Look it up. Google that.
Come on.
All right, let's go to Taylor Fritz talking about the new year, and he says this. If you're one of those people that say, see you next year, I hope you step on a Lego.
What? I think he's just not here for the corn of the cob.
The corny. Got the juice, Prakash.
Listen, Taylor's just, you know, I guess he's just all business. He's not looking for the hashtags or the, you know, boring captions. If you're going to come with a caption on IG and you want Taylor Fritz's respect, you better come with the freshness.
I mean, to step on a Lego to wish that on somebody, that's just
that hurts. That's like some Home Alone stuff right
hurts.
There.
That's
not messing around. But don't win a set 6-love, that's for sure. Our schedule tomorrow, keep an eye on this. TC Live, once again, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, a little earlier tomorrow. The U.S. and Germany continue, 6 Eastern. Got you covered from Adelaide as well on T2 and TC Plus. Encore coverage all day long. We are leading up to the top of the hour from Adelaide. Jason Goodall and Chanda Rubin on the call. Don't go anywhere. Traj Weissman back on TC Live. A reminder to make tennis.com your online information source throughout Tennis Channel's Summer Down Under. We got you covered there. TC Live, stay current. Live match scoring, stats, draws, rankings, all the latest player and tournament news. We've got great writers on tennis.com. Well, take a look at our hot shot of the day from Brisbane. Mixed doubles. Keep your eye on Iga Świątek, top right.
Look, I know we've seen some hot shots so far, but I think this takes the game so far. Let's take a look at the degree of difficulty here. Flying in, left leg, which is the open leg, crosses over with the right side, firm wrist, somehow manages to keep her eye on the ball, but still cognizant of going around the net post. And that smile says it all. That is magic stuff.
And then she tweeted to Roger Federer, said, do you approve? And Mr. Federer said, that was crazy. Mind blown.
I mean, that's almost more impressive than the shot.
Right?
You get that reaction, man?
I love that she was like, Raj, what do you think of my greatness?
You know, that's
the only thing that makes that shot better, is to get the Roger Federer approval. Mind blown times four.
By the way, I love the fact that, you know, you, when you're feeling good about yourself, number one, killing the game like that, start talking to Raj, he hits you back, you start strutting around.
I mean, that could remain as the shot of the year.
That's going to be a candidate.
Yeah, sure. It certainly will. We start our coverage today in Adelaide, top of the hour, Kazatkina, Noskova, and then, of course, the United States in action, Group C, taking on Germany. Big one between Taylor Fritz and Alexander Zverev. Looking forward to Iga Świątek taking on Belinda Bencic, the winner of Poland and Switzerland, takes Group B. And Venus Williams, first match in Auckland, gets the young American with the great tennis name, Katie Valmienex. Looking forward to that as well. Let's break down Taylor Fritz and Alexander Zverev. 4-2 to Zverev in this head-to-head. He won the last time they played, which is the ATP Cup last year. What does Taylor Fritz need to do to win today?
Well, Taylor just needs to keep focusing on what he's doing. I mean, look, he is in a brilliant way of things right now. He is what they call in the habit of winning. He won so many matches last year, finished up by winning that event in Saudi Arabia, too, put a little ducats in his pocket with that. He's very high in confidence. He needs to just not think too much, still pound away with that forehand, play his defense, and get a lot of first serves in. For Alexander Zverev, it's an important match because he's out of sorts here. He's still trying to come back from that injury. And you can play a bunch of players who are ranked lower and try to get a bunch of wins on the board. But even one win against an opponent like Taylor, that's really going to put you on the right track.
Ranking down to 12 right now for Zverev would be a big win for Taylor Fritz. Anytime you can take out a guy like Sasha Zverev. For Madison Keys, got a win in her first match. Takes on Yula Niemeyer. Not somebody to look past at all. What are the keys?
Well, I thought Madison played so well in her first. I see what you did there, Steve. I thought she played well. And, you know, she played a really poised brand of tennis. I mean, we know how big she hits the ball, how big she serves. Sometimes those shots can get away from her. But I thought she was very contained when she needed to be. She had good margin in some of the critical moments of the match. And I think for her game, that's the key. That's what she wants to focus on, because the big hitting, that's going to come and that's going to flow freely from her racket. Niemeyer, she is also a big hitter of the ball, but she didn't look as consistent, didn't look as confident in her first match. I think if she, certainly getting that match under her belt, I would expect her to play better. But I think this style of play will suit Madison Keys. I don't think she'll have as much trouble. She'll be very comfortable against somebody who is going to hit through the court, who isn't going to change the pace a whole lot. And I think, you know, she'll definitely enjoy that matchup.
And she loves playing in Australia. 11-2 there last year, already off to a winning start this year. Reminder, if Taylor Fritz and Madison Keys win today, the U.S. clinches that spot in the city final, no matter what else happens. So big-time stuff up for Taylor and Maddie. And then, of course, we got Iga Świątek, Belinda Bencic. But we start our coverage today in Adelaide, the WTA event there with Daria Kazatkina. Made the WTA finals last year, and she will face Linda Noskova, who came through qualifying, had to beat Anastasia Potapova, beat Anna Kalinskaya, and now she gets the 3-seed Kazatkina. It'll be Chanda and Jason in the booth when we come back.